I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the fucking jungle, dude.
This is it, dude. We did it.
And you read it, baby.
How many people do you think thought we would get to 65?
No one.
No one. Everyone doubted.
Dude, when we first started this, everyone was like, what are you guys doing, a podcast? Yeah, Davin was the first seed of doubt.
Who?
Davin.
Oh, wow.
He was like, you guys want to do a podcast? Yeah, he was like, you know, you're not really going to.
It's like, yeah, you and every other comic has a podcast. Yep. Like, listen, bitch.
Yep.
Our podcast is different. Ours is actually funny.
I mean, we have to crush Davin by now.
Davin's in the rear view, dude.
He is. I don't even remember.
Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, dude. We took off. We're not looking back.
That's true. But yeah, that was the start of it. That was the first hater.
Yeah, we've had haters throughout. Every great person has haters.
True. Yeah, like, a lot of people. We were getting a lot of flack for a while from people being like,
yeah, I mean, if you do anything, people usually hate.
Silence, dude. I haven't heard anything now.
Yeah. If you don't have haters, that's when you know you're doing something wrong.
True that.
I love Cat Williams' approach to haters, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, you got haters? I'll take some.
Yeah, exactly. Give them to me, baby. Give me them.
I love it. I need a tall tee that says, I love haters. Love my haters.
I just watched his last special.
The problem with loving haters is some people need haters. Some people rightfully have haters.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I love my haters. You can't stop me, baby. It's like, they're right to hate you.
Like when Paulie D became like got off of Jersey Shore and became like a DJ. People was like, Paulie D's a douchebag. It's like,
yeah, and he's like, sorry, you're just a hater. You're a hater. Like, no, you actually suck.
You are. Yeah, you do kind of fucking suck.
Yeah. I mean, Hitler could have had that mentality.
Of like, sorry, haters. Yeah, he had a lot of haters.
There's just so many fucking haters right now. I'm trying to ball out.
You're trying to rise above the hate.
Yeah.
True that.
So, how are you?
Chilling, dude.
Another hot start.
Yeah,
it's like a lawnmower. We're just trying to restart this, and he's like, dun, 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 dun.
Keep pushing the choke button.
Yeah, we'll get some. We'll get some fire going.
No doubt, dude. I was up all night last night. My dog was throwing up a belt. It ate a belt 2 weeks ago and decided now, like, all right, enough of this fucking belt in my stomach.
Time to throw up this belt.
I've been up since 4 in the morning. It would just wake up and be like, it sounded like a fucking 40-year-old dude was like fucking puking next to me.
Did you have to pull it out?
No, I was about to take him to the emergency vet. I was like, fuck, I can see. Yeah, it was going to be $500.
Rip some shit up.
He didn't eat the buckle, luckily.
Oh, okay.
The buckle's still sitting on my dresser. I got half a belt on my dresser. I was like, this is going to be $500.
Which dog? Jackson. Yeah, definitely Jackson.
Such a beast, dude.
Classic pit bull.
Yeah, just eating a belt. And
you know,
then
pit bulls are garbage, right?
No, they're not, dude.
Pit bulls are garbage-ass dogs.
On what grounds?
They're aggressive.
They're actually really sweet, dude. I mean, I was a dog walker.
Fuck that.
So I've interacted with all like countless breeds.
Oh, yeah. You don't like labs, you said.
Labs are the worst. Dude.
Labs are the best.
Labs are fucking sneaky, dude.
No, they're good.
I'd walk in on pit bulls. You got to walk. I mean, a lot of people give dog walker shit, but there's like a crocodile hunter aspect to it where you walk into a house with a dog you don't know and you have to just be ready for anything.
So you think pit bulls are good?
Yes.
It just is about who's raising them.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's raising pit bulls?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They're all over the world. Whoever raises pit bulls.
Where do you see the most pit bulls, you think?
A lot in England.
No. Seen a lot of pit bulls in England. Where do you see pit bulls, dude?
Literally, I have a pit bull. Everyone has them.
Huh.
Farms, a lot of times. They're an English breed.
Really?
Yeah, my cousin has pit bulls.
I feel like they're not in farms a lot.
Where do you think they are? I'm missing it.
In Mechanicsburg, I didn't see a lot of pit bulls.
Really?
And then in West Philly, they seem to be prevalent. So what do you think? Who's raising pit bulls is what I'm getting at.
You're saying why do they have a bad name?
Like, because usually when you talk to people who love pit bulls, particularly white people and white women who love pits.
They're nice. They're really nice dogs.
Love my pitties. They're always like, it's a really nice breed. It's just about who's raising them. Mm-hmm. And then if you're like, wait, who's raising them? They do what you just did. They're like, I don't know.
I know what trap you're trying to get me into.
Of course I'm trying to be like, oh, you mean black people with pit bulls?
Yeah. I mean, if you raise a pit bull bad, it's going to be mean.
Yeah.
So, is this, you're saying I should be like, black people shouldn't have pit bulls?
No, it's just funny. Anytime somebody like loves pit bulls.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, so wait, it's a good breed, but it's just who's raising them.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, wait, who's raising them?
Yeah, no one's going to be like, well, black people, dude. Even like, that's funny to try to like dance around that and be like, what do you mean?
Where do you see them? I see them on farms. No, you fucking don't.
My cousin has a pit bull on a farm.
Your cousin's black.
But yeah, dude, that is a funny piece of it, dude.
Like the Rough Riders video.
Yeah. They definitely got glamorized.
They didn't have collies in that.
Well, they look sick.
They are. They're
they are definitely like the dog equivalent.
And they're fighting dogs.
They're like the dog equivalent of like a sick chain.
Yeah.
If you just have like a fucking two huge pit bulls, mm-hmm. it looks fucking nice.
With a fucking chain leash.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those the spike leash.
Yeah.
That is tight how that translates to you being some sort of like fucking sick
ass
dude.
Yeah. It's like
dude.
White guys get Hummers.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm the fucking man.
Yeah.
It's like the black guy's Hummer.
It's two fucking BC
pit bulls.
They get
a fucking pit bull and they're like, I'm the man.
There's also, I think there's a, it's weird. I think it's a lot of, it happens a lot with poor people because like my parents with dogs, no, serious dude, they're poor. If you're poor, you're behind. So like my parents grew up with like, you keep a dog in a backyard and you just, that's your dog and you don't let it inside. That's like, that's how you do it. And a lot of poor people do that too. To where like, so if you're growing up poor, you have a dog, you're watching someone raise a dog and you're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
So if you're poor, you don't treat dogs nicely? Is that
a lot
what you're
of
saying?
Times, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times.
And that's, who's poor?
A lot of black people are poor, bro. Fucking, it's just the facts.
What are you doing?
It's true. It's true. Check the stats. I'm not going to walk into this, and I'm going to let you know, dude, the facts.
You're going to let me know the facts?
Yeah.
That pit bulls are
poor,
good breeds,
so
but it, when poor black people raise them, that's when they're bad.
Most times, yeah. That does happen, dude. I mean, think I got my pit bull.
Yeah, all right. Like, I'm not saying that. Matt McCusker is saying that.
I mean,
that.
If you...
I think... I would never blame poor black people for pit bulls being aggressive dogs.
I'm not blaming them.
You just said that.
No, I'm not.
Yuh-huh.
No, I didn't. I'm just trying to be fair in this assessment.
I'm trying to be damn fair.
I'm trying to be damn fair in this.
Those are the facts.
But I mean, dude, it's like my dog came from Olney, was just buzzing around. My boy's dog came from Olney, had like... chipped up teeth from dog fighting.
Yeah, who does dog fighting?
That was an old... Dude, I'm telling you, I don't... I have to read this book, but Thomas Sowell has a theory in his book called Black Rednecks, White Liberals, where they think, like, popular black culture was just taken from, like, white cracker culture. Because I wouldn't be surprised to find out there was a lot of dog fighting in the South among white people in, like,
the
1800s.
No, I mean, white people always... like, they did bear baiting.
Exactly.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
So you just tie up a bear and let dogs rip it apart? I think pit bulls.
I didn't know what that was,
you
actually.
Tie up a bear, and it fights dogs.
That was sick, Hal. I was like, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah,
like, know what it is? I was like, nah, I don't know.
Bear baiting. And then I think they use pit bulls for that.
Yeah. So I'm wildly surmising, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if it's evil, it's white people's fault.
No doubt.
That's all you need to know about history.
9/11.
Well, look at that. Look at 9/11. What? It was clearly not white people who did that.
You don't think so?
Every single person's like, yeah, I bet white people were behind this.
I'm full blown. I'm like literally half and half GB versus the Taliban.
What?
George Bush.
Yeah? What about him?
He could have done it, dude.
No, he couldn't have.
He could have placed explosives in there.
No, he couldn't have.
What was he doing when they told him the news?
He was reading a sick book about
exactly,
goats.
Dude. If I just blew up two buildings in New York, where would you find me? I'd be doing some weird volunteer for like little kids reading a book. And like, what happened? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I mean, you can't just be like, he had the perfect alibi, therefore he must be guilty.
If you look at all the stuff, dude, about the steel beams melting, dude, I don't know that he did it. I don't rule it out, though. That's my thing.
Sure. I'm all right with that.
Exactly.
You're allowed to, like, the 9/11 conspiracy stuff is like, I'm pretty firmly anti-truther.
It's entertainable,
but
though.
If there's stuff in there that's like, I mean, there's, you can keep an open mind to like
they've done false
the
flags
government's
before.
Fucked up.
They've done false flags before.
Yeah, but not like that. They just faked like the Gulf of Tonkin.
Pearl Harbor,
like, some
bro.
People were shooting. Ah, I don't. That's not false.
They knew that was coming. And they were
maybe.
Like, let them go.
Maybe they did. There's some speculation on that too, dude.
That is wild though, as I really do. Like, I don't believe fully in them, but to think of the dudes who walk around all day being like, I know he fucking did it, dude. I know Bush. It's a fucking wild
Jadakiss,
world.
Jadakiss believes it.
Yeah, definitely.
Why did Bush knock down the tower?
Yep, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, so
you were saying black people.
I can't believe you said
dogs.
That about black people.
I didn't say that at all. I'm just saying that if you're poor and you own dogs, you're not out here taking them to the fucking Zoom room.
Yeah, they're not wearing a sweater.
Exactly. They're not wearing fucking booties, dude.
Yeah, they're kept outside.
Yeah.
How hard did. All right, so Kesha, for those of you who didn't watch, good for you. I guess she was raped.
Allegedly,
and she has a song about it?
She alleges that her sound engineer raped her or sexually abused her in some capacity.
And then she has a song like a hit right now that's about
big
like
hit. About forgiving.
Fuck you, I hope you get what you have coming.
Yeah, like, it's that put as nicely as possible to be like, sure. I hope you pray and have a change of heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all the divas joined her
on stage. All the divas joined her on stage and she hugged them all and cried.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cut to James Corbin. Corbin?
Yeah.
The fat British guy who's not gay somehow. And he had to be, he was like the host. So like, when they finished that, he had to be like, he had to try so hard to cry. Like, think really? About his head of being like, you got to pretend that that was the most powerful thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Imagine if he was just like, nice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, dude, so I watched that this morning and I was like, I'm fucking sick of this Hollywood bullshit. And then you watch, did you see the Nassar stuff? Larry Nassar, well, yeah, the doctor, yeah,
yeah. The gymnast.
There was like 150 girls who came in and were just like, "You abuse me, you abuse me." The lady sentenced them to like 150 years, 175 years.
Oh, you
had
a lady judge?
Yeah, dude.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
Butt fucked him, dude. She had like a 15-minute statement herself.
He wrote her a letter too.
I heard
it was horrific,
dude. That's because I was like fucking the Grammy Bowl. Then you watch that and you're like, oh boy,
yeah,
that's a bad one.
That's what Kyla was saying while we were watching it.
What?
Because we were making fun of it while we were watching Kesha.
Yeah.
Saying some pretty horrific things.
Yeah. What's the instinct? Especially when you see Hollywood. For some reason, when Hollywood takes up a cause, I'm like, I instantly am like, no.
And then with the British guy commentating on it.
Yeah.
Like, I was joking that he was like a British soccer analyst. Like, and Kesha, absolute brilliant. Like, all that shit. Just like... seemingly unrapeable. She's been raped. Yeah, really horrible stuff. Almost unrapeable. But she's done it. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Kesha. Magisterial performance. You've done it. Even though you brag about being a slut, you've been raped.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you're slut shaming, dude.
Yeah, well, I was being a horrible slut
shamer. Yeah, you're being a dickhead.
I was intentionally being, you know.
Yeah. In the name of comedy.
In the name of beautiful art.
Yeah.
But,
heard that.
Yeah, like while Kesha was crying, I was like, absolutely brilliant. You've dressed like a matador and claimed rape on a national stage. Undeniable. But, Kyla was up there and she was like, you gotta stop. Like, she was like, well, did you see the thing with the guy from Michigan State today?
Yeah.
It's like, maybe these girls aren't all lying. And I was like, wait.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kesha lied.
First off, if you think the narrative in this country is that all women are lying versus what the narrative actually is, which is women are never lying.
Yeah, that's...
You've got this ridiculously twisted.
That's the thing about it, too, to where, like... I mean, dude, a year ago... A year ago, though...
It takes about 10 seconds for me to think about what I just said. Right
now. That's what you're talking about. That's what ladies... Time's and up. Dude, and then they just skate. When that happens, they can do it like three times before someone's like, hey, knock that off. And they're like,
I forget which one it was. There was some fat lady in England that accused like 20 guys of rape through her history.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I actually heard about
that. It was mostly black dudes, I think, which is really funny. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Good for her, dude.
Why?
She's just throwing punches in the dark. Just like, hopefully I'll get some sympathy today. I've had a sad life.
Oh, my God. I mean, imagine just being that lady and seeing a black guy and being like, oh, he raped me, and he's running right to the cops. And it's just
Excuse me.
He got me.
Believe it or not, that man raped me, isn't it? He threw one in me bum when you wasn't looking, copper. Get him. That black fellow over there, get him, isn't it? He raped me, didn't he? Good old raping. Threw his big black dick right in my chimney sweep, huh, copper? Beat his ass, would you?
That's exactly how it goes down.
It is.
Oh my God. If there's one way to take the wind out of my sails, it's like right before I go on, like, try to keep it,
be clean.
A little clean.
Oh.
Because it's like, what the fuck does that entail? And then you were clean, and then the headliner comes out and it's dirty, and you're like, I didn't have to be clean.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than that, dude. That's literally the worst thing.
Being told to be clean at a comedy show fucking sucks.
It's literally, it kills me, dude.
As a host, when people I would host sometimes and they'd just be like, no, just don't swear.
Yeah.
Nothing dirty.
Well, then you're in your head the whole time.
Nothing dirty, no cursing, and it's just like, what the fuck?
I did an Armenian church, dude, and I said the word booty, and it came off my lips, and I was just like, and a bunch of fucking weird Armenians were looking at me, and I was just like,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring up this magician you guys are going to fucking love. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we talked about that, because the first time I did Magoobies, the host, he was like, I mean, it was like the first time I met him, the manager, and he was like, yeah, just keep it clean as the host. Don't swear as much. So I was like, instead of ass, I said butt. It just came off so
really
bad.
What they're worried about is guys coming in there like hosts, saying, like, cunt. My fucking cunt bitch girlfriend. Fucking bitch.
And the N-word.
Yeah, dude.
If you're I've seen hosts drop that. And it's just really? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, comics drop that all the time. Bad comics say the N-word.
I never really,
on stage.
I never seen a host fucking rip that.
And not like hard, but I'm saying like quoting or saying like.
Yeah, I hear
I've
you.
I've seen it a couple times. Ripped. Damn, where it's dude. Just like. That guy just say the N-word?
I mean, that's like.
And I've seen it get. I've seen people get away with it.
It is always awkward.
Saying it in a, like quoting someone or doing an impersonation of a black person.
That's true.
With an A ending.
Yeah, it's definitely that's definitely the punchline before the joke when they're like, "How can I say this?" And
yeah,
like, all right, perfect.
How about Puerto Ricans can say it? I see Hispanics get away with it.
Certain Southeastern Asians.
Really?
Certain dude. Certain. If you're gully enough, like if you're like a white guy from like Kensington.
Yeah.
It's all about how it comes off your tongue. There's some guys who say it, and it's like, damn, you've been saying that forever, dude.
It's like when we had Satoyo on here. He's black, and when he says it, I'm like, whoa, you shouldn't be saying that, dude.
It's true. How it comes off the tongue, man, is kind of weird. So I know white guys who would say it, and I'd be like, that seemed kind of normal. So they did pretty good with that. To where, like, if I try to slip that in a casual conversation, it would just, everyone on a bus would be like, yo, bro, what the fuck is that?
What bus? Would you happen
Any
to be
bus.
On a bus in Birmingham?
Mega bus. What's
dropping
the bus
the N-word?
What bus is that?
I don't know, dude. You tell me.
I literally have no idea.
A little Rosa Parks action?
Why would I do
that? Is
that
what you're doing on those
why,
buses?
Why would I
you
do
just
that,
said
dude?
You said the N-word on buses.
Wow, here it comes, dude. Oozing out, man.
Woo! Ooh! Damn, dude. This is a throwback alt-right Nazi cast.
This is a Nazi,
in a
dude.
While.
All I've been doing is
I can't
is
believe
just,
you're a Nazi now.
I'm not a Nazi. I've just been speaking the truth,
You fucking
dude.
Nazi pig,
you
bitch.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
We're going to purify your heart, dude.
My heart is as pure as it gets.
Yeah. Pure yeah, white, dude. Pure as the driven snow.
Matt's racist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
This cast is over.
Sorry.
This is our State of the Union, dude.
We may or may not be dropping a bonus episode following the State of the Union.
Maybe.
We might. So keep your stay posted for that
breakdown.
And then people from Philly go to Punchline this weekend.
Yep.
Or Lancaster. Go see Matt in Lancaster on Friday.
I'm just doing all sing. I'm just gonna do 69 My Dad like 10 times.
69 My Dad kills.
Do it 10 times. Like, thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, 69 My Dad. That's a fucking sick joke.